Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know now.
Johannesburg up to 28. Mpumbela a high of 34 degrees today. Polokwane up to 31.
N4 is on the N1 southbound collision after the Rivonia Road exit. It's causing queuing traffic.
In your sport, tennis superstar Kgothatso Mongane leads South Africa's medal charge at the Paralympic Games. And Novak Djokovic off to a winning start in his bid for a record 25th Grand Slam title.
The seasons are changing and we're heading into the usually stormy summer.
We are not where we ought to be to start rolling out early warning systems. There are a few gaps here and there which explain why we have an unacceptably higher number of fatalities when Mother Nature unleashes her outbursts of meteorological rot.
Deputy Minister of Forestry, Fisheries and Environment Bernice Swart says government must ensure that the SA Weather Service has an extensive observational infrastructure network to deliver on its mandate efficiently. In recent years, much of the country has experienced severe storm damage emanating from floods, tornadoes and even heat waves. Meanwhile, a series of cold fronts have hit our coastal areas from this morning. That's from the eastern to the northern Cape. Various warnings have been issued of damaging winds and waves, very hard rain, bitterly cold conditions and snow over the high-lying areas. Speaking of the weather, the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres sent out a global climate SOS at a Pacific Island summit early this morning, unveiling research that shows the region's seas rising much more swiftly than global averages. A new report released by the top UN climate monitoring body shows seas have risen by around 15 centimetres in some parts of the Pacific over the last 30 years. More about that at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. Back in South Africa, the Department of International Relations and Cooperation says the investigation into the Consul General in Dubai, Andrew Lebona, is ongoing. He's been recalled following allegations of misconduct. Lebona is accused of arranging break-ins at his offices as part of an elaborate scheme to sell visas for United Arab Emirates citizens to enter South Africa. The department says it has acted on information from whistleblowers. And in Durban, a woman and her alleged lover will appear in the Verula Magistrates Court today for allegedly faking a kidnapping. Last week, the woman apparently told her husband she was hijacked and locked in the boot of her car from where she was sending two voice notes. The husband reported the kidnapping to police. But as Selumusa Zulu reports, the truth has a way of coming out.
Police say they discovered that prior to the alleged hijacking and kidnapping, the wife had spent some time at a casino. They say the 42-year-old woman was traced to an overnight accommodation in Newcastle, where it's thought she had spent the night with her boyfriend. The 55-year-old man allegedly helped orchestrate the fake kidnapping, including disposing of her vehicle. According to the SAPS, the woman presented herself at the Newcastle police station on Saturday after realizing authorities were closing in on her. She claimed her kidnappers dropped her off the side of the road. Police have recovered her car.
More about that on our news blog. I'm Gerda de Souza on your top story die uur. Die regering gee toe, die SA Weerdiens kan meer doen om vroeë weerwaarskuwings betyds uit te reik.
Agreed.
We're heading into that season, right? That part of the year again where we will see all of the weather phenomena, puts it, Mother Nature releasing her meteorological rut on us.
Phenomena. So, I don't understand. So the kidnapping was because to cover up for the fact that she slept over
with her lover.
Oh, was it not to get more money to carry on?
No, she told her husband that she was kidnapped and she was sending the messages from the boot of her car. Right. That's why she couldn't. She's gone. She doesn't know where she is. He went to police.
Oh, fuck it off.
Yeah.
That is a hell of an excuse, eh?
I mean,
it seems like a lot.
It seems like a lot. I thought it was to get more money so she can go back with her lover and spend more time where they were spending time.
No, it was just. And then she said she was dropped off and the car's gone, and then police found the car.
Found the car.